Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Faith, spiritual values, moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome. Glad you are with us, and we are here at CPAC Dallas. We made it literally with about 15 seconds to spare to get all the equipment hooked up. Thanks again to Logan, who saves the day again. Although the old man did save the day, too, by going by Target and picking up some, what was that I picked up? Power banks and extension cords that Logan forgot. So it was a team effort. As always, it comes down to team effort. Van is with us. Reagan is with us. We're at CPAC. We'll be joined by Usama Dakdok and Annie Cyrus in just a minute. We walked into the exhibit hall today. I tried telling these guys yesterday, you're in for a treat. You've never seen anything like what you're about to see. I don't think they fully understood or comprehended. Did you, Van? And he was like, wow, Mr. B, this is going to be a big deal. I'm like, yeah, it's a big deal. I'm not necessarily all on board with everybody at CPAC, but it's an interesting event to come to. Some of them are very, very conservative. Others, more rhino. But overall, it's an event to come to interview a lot of very, very interesting people. I think I'll have Sarah Palin with me tomorrow. I know I've got the Attorney General of Texas is coming on. I've got Dr. Peter McCullough, all live in person. So we'll crank out a lot of content. Some of it will be live. Most of it will be live. If you don't catch it, don't worry. We'll archive all of it at WVWTV.com. Annie, who is associate producer with us, is going to be working all weekend as well, taking everything that we produce here and then putting it up at WVWTV.com for you to watch. And so there's a lot going on at CPAC, and should be a lot of very interesting guests. And there you go. Although every time I come back to Dallas, I'm reminded why I don't want to live in Dallas. Every time I come back, sorry to any of you those who live here, but whenever I come back to Dallas, it's like, yep, that's why I don't live here. The traffic here is horrendous. Horrendous. The interstates, the traffic, horrendous. It makes Memphis, Tennessee look like a one-horse town. I mean, it's a mess, even in the middle of the day. So it's a big city. Dallas is a big, big town. So anyway, I'm sure there are lovely parts of Dallas, lots of lovely people, no doubt about it. But the interstates alone, because I hate driving. I'm already to the point where I don't like to drive, so much less in that. And you're going to hear some banging and stuff going in the background as other media outlets are getting set up. So anyway, well, let's get to it. We got Usama Dakdok with us today. We got Annie Cyrus with us today. Guys, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Brennan.
Thank you, Brennan.
All right. Let's talk, first of all, before we get into some stories related to who O'Biden is appointing. It looks like he's appointing an Islamist, which raises the question, are we moving to the upper house of Islam, the lower house of Islam, the upper house? Are we moving to the upper house of Islam? But before we do, Usama al-Wazari, he got drone striked, apparently. That's what we're told. He got drone striked, the number two guy in al-Qaeda, who Annie pretty much says was in retirement, but they went ahead and took him out anyway. Not that I'm going to shed a tear, but I have to wonder if this isn't a deal that where Annie and I were talking the other night on TV, that Biden is clearly in relationship with the Taliban. Obama and Biden love the Taliban. They're bringing as many Taliban as they can to America. They're making sure that they load all the military planes last year with as many of their military-age fighters as they can, get all the Taliban here, give the Taliban $85 billion in military hardware. They love the Taliban. And so apparently there's been some squabbles between the Taliban and al-Qaeda. So maybe this was just Joe and Obama doing what they do, you know, as the masters of the Taliban. What are your thoughts, Usama?
Well, first of all, I know Ayman al-Zawahiri since I was a little boy, 8, 9 years old, when he was involved to raise the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt. And that's when President al-Sadat arrested Sheikh Abdurrahman, the blonde sheikh, which is the man who was responsible for the 93 bomb attack on the towers. And because of him, my brother was arrested, and he was beaten for 3 days. And somehow the Lord released him on this third night, somehow, in a miraculous way. Anyway... So he's a bad dude. But when you compare him to
Wait a minute. We lost half of that in translation. Your brother, your brother was in Egypt, and what happened now?
Yes. He was kidnapped by Ayman al-Zawahiri to help or to force Muhammad Anwar Sadat, the president of Egypt, to release Sheikh Abdurrahman, the blind sheikh.
Okay. All right. So your brother was kidnapped and held hostage to let the blind sheikh go, who ended up being involved in the initial bombing of the World Trade Center in the early 90s. And Al-Azhari was the one that kidnapped. So are you telling me your brother actually met Al-Azhari?
Oh, yes. And we know him. He was one of the top professors in Asyut University, which where I grew up near it.
Did you ever meet him?
From it. Yes. I lived in Elminia, and Asyut is the next town.
You yourself met Al-Azhari.
I'm sorry?
You met Al-Azhari yourself?
I know Ayman al-Zawahiri. Yes, absolutely. See him many times in Egypt.
Wow, and this is one of the guys that kidnapped your brother?
Yes, absolutely. That was when I was maybe 16, 17 years old. I was in high school when that took place. But anyway, I want to take it to where we're at right now. Killing Ayman al-Zawahiri is, to me, in my personal opinion, if it was happened, because so far... I don't believe anything come out of that O'Biden or any of his people. When they told us they did whatever they did a few days before we left Afghanistan, and they shot this bad dudes in a car. They actually shot little children and innocent people. Remember that case?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anything they say is true, even if it's like until today. I do not believe, deep in my heart, that Obama killed Osama bin Laden. It could be a comedy. It could be a joke. Only God knows how Osama bin Laden died or where he died. But anyway, so if they take credit for it, I said, Biden made a big mistake. Why? He's trying to show off to the American people, to the Democrat parties, that he's tough on crime, tough on terrorism, and they're tough on China, blah, 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 all this nonsense talk. But in reality, Ayman al-Zawahiri is the least brotherhood leader, al-Qaeda leader I will ever worry about, because he's not a charismatic guy like bin Laden. Bin Laden was a charismatic guy. This is a calm, down guy. And now he's like literally start a problem with al-Qaeda by killing the leaders. Now I promise you, within the next few years, if not few months, you're going to see more retaliation. If this is real, because he took one of the leaders. I do not know why we are so excited in America about killing a leader, when in reality there are 10,000 leaders waiting in the line on the left for that leader to die so he can take over. Killing Osama bin Laden, killing Ayman al-Zawahiri, killing any leader of the Muslim jihadi, it means nothing. It's actually you are encouraging that group under that leader to get excited, to do the work of Allah, to kill and do whatever the Quran teaches them and Muhammad teaches them to do. So it's not a victory. It's a comedy. It's a joke. We are in war with Islam, not with some leaders who are, I call, victims of Islam. Anyway, this is just my simple words about that case.
Okay, what do you think, Annie? Annie, what are your thoughts?
I would agree with pretty much everything Usama said. I said the same thing as you said. I'm not going to, you know, cry over his death, but this was definitely just to me, it was just a charade. It was, oh, look, we're still, quote-unquote, fighting Islamic terror, but in reality, we're not. So they took out an irrelevant person. Let's not mention the expense that went into that mission. Took out a person that plays no role whatsoever. There's nothing to celebrate. I agree with Usama.
Okay.
And even if this is true case, Who knows? The new leader may be worse than Osama bin Laden. Not that what you call kind guy. He may be if he did kill him for real, or if we did take him out, maybe the new one will be worse than Osama bin Laden, which means we're in deep trouble for years to come. Mm.
All right. Do you have anything to say about Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan, Usama?
Here we go. One more time, the propagandists, the Democrats, are trying to tell us that, hey, we are tough on China. When in reality, if you think of it deeply, Nancy Pelosi and her party are for China's agenda. If they can make America China in the next election, they will do that. They're pretending to be tough, that they stand against China and go all the way to Taiwan. But in reality, we know they are communists, they're socialists. These Democrats would love to see America like China. So it's just all propaganda. And here we go. We gave her credit for the great boldness that she stands up against China, when in reality, they, the Democrat Party, literally for everything China is all about.
Absolutely. All right, before we move into our next topic, of course, Carrie Lake has now been announced as the winner of the Republican primary for governor in Arizona. We have interviewed Carrie Lake several times. She was with us here live in Dallas last year at CPAC. She came to our booth and introduced herself and told me who she was and what she was doing. And I said, well, would you like to be interviewed? And we had a great first introduction to her. And she sat here visiting before we went live and interviewed her. And then she came on several times. She was with us at Orlando in CPAC Orlando in February. And again, we've had her on, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 times over the last year. And of course, she was the one endorsed by President Trump. Her Karen Taylor was endorsed by more of the Rhino Mike Pence establishment wing. And many people thought that she was going to win by huge numbers. She was double digits ahead in her polling the day before the election, and then spent the entire night trying to summon enough votes to win. Apparently, there are reports of mail-in ballot fraud. So apparently, she overcame the fraud by having such a humongous turnout. Can I repeat that? Apparently, the word we're getting is that Carrie Lake was able to win despite being in the polls double digits ahead, barely winning due to mail-in ballot fraud. But due to the humongous amount of people that came to vote, she was able to overcome that fraud and now is the gubernatorial candidate for Arizona. Several very interesting races yesterday. That's just one of many. All right, let's move to another topic. This is Biden appoints problematic Islamist with Muslim Brotherhood ties to Religious Freedom Commission. Now, are you on the floor laughing? Did you just fall down on the floor laughing? Because at some level this is kind of funny. Another level, it's not. Maybe you're crying. I don't know which one you are, crying or laughing. But my initial response was to start laughing and mocking them. Wait a minute. You're going to appoint an Islamist with Muslim Brotherhood ties for religious freedom. Muslim Brotherhood doesn't believe in religious freedom. Okay, so that's again like appointing Bill Clinton to a board on chastity. Probably not a good idea. You want to comment first before you go to break?
What I'm going to say, Brian, let's ask Sheikh or Hajj Muhammad Majid, the man which Biden is put in his team. Let's ask him, what happened if your daughter, your own son or your own daughter, say, become a Christian? What would you do to them? He would tell you, we'll kill them. He will kill his own son, his own daughter, his own brother, his own father, his own mother. Anybody will lead Islam. So where is that freedom of religion you're talking about where you appoint a Muslim Brotherhood jihadi for it? Are you out of your mind?
Let's see. The article over at The Federalist says, serving as an imam of a mosque that was credibly accused of serving as a conduit for terror financing and as the leader of a national organization with roots in the Muslim Brotherhood should disqualify someone from serving on a commission charged with monitoring abuse of religious freedom and downplaying the horrors of a well-documented genocide fueled by religious animosity should also be a deal-breaker. But under the Biden regime, these types of Islamist affiliations are resume builders, and genocide denial is no big thing. This was demonstrated last month when the White House appointed Mohammed Haq Maghid, a prominent imam from Virginia, to serve on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom last month. All right, we'll get Annie and Usama's take about this and more And then we'll, of course, open up the phone lines for your calls. We're live from CPAC Dallas. Thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
The 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend. Tickets are now available, and just like last year, it will sell out this year as well. We only have seating for 1,000 people. Filled up last year in 2021, and 2022 is sure to do the same. Hello, I'm Brandon House. Join us for the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. The resort is right on the water. It's all inclusive. You come there and you stay and your meals are there and you register for our conference. And we have a great lineup this year. Keynote speakers in person will include Dr. Peter McCullough, internist and cardiologist, an expert on pandemics and bioweapons. We'll have with us CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, expert on technocracy and globalism, Annie Cyrus, born in Iran and an expert on the Middle East, Dr. Lee Merritt, former military surgeon and expert on bioweapons, Dr. Andy Woods, pastor, lawyer, and also expert on Bible prophecy, Terry Turchi, former assistant deputy director of the counterterrorism division of the FBI, author and journalist, an expert on illegal immigration and the border crisis, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston, she is a bioweapons analyst. This is the incredible lineup. There's also the option of the Thursday night banquet concert, and then also the luncheon on Saturday, the WVW Foundation luncheon on Saturday. Now, these things on Thursday night and the luncheon on Saturday are optional. You don't have to attend those if you don't want to, but you can. And you can get your tickets along with your general seating or your priority seating tickets for the conference itself at WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there, WVWTVstore.com. Be sure to call the resort. Use that promo code WRLD, or just say Worldview Weekend, or the code WRLD, and you will get the weekend rate when you book your room reservations at the Tantara Margaritaville Resort, right there on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks, 1,150 miles of shoreline, rolling hills of the Ozarks. It's gorgeous. So don't delay. It will sell out. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. If you prefer to order your tickets over the phone, you can call Melissa and or text her at 901-825-0652. 901-825-0652, 901-825-0652, if you prefer to order your tickets over the phone. Otherwise, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, the 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Usama was trying to tell me how to pronounce this dude's name during the break. And Annie said, do you really think Brandon cares? No, I'm like, no, I'd give him a nickname. What would be a good insulting nickname for someone in Islam, Usama?
Well, we don't have nicknames, and Muhammad tells the Muslim people never to have nicknames.
Really?
We don't even have last names. So his name is Muhammad, and his father's name is Majid. Unless there's a middle name. Hajj is a title, like minister, like imam, like sheikh, like pastor. So yeah. That's his name is Hajj Muhammad Majid, yeah.
So if we called him like the Islam...
But Yosama, in Shia side, or at least in Iran, we do have a mocking name for Muhammad, which is instead of saying Muhammad, we say Mehmet.
Mehmet?
Mehmet.
Normally, if you call a Muhammad guy Mehmet,
which is, you
by
get
the way, his only name is given to human in Muhammad days. Muhammad's real name is Qasim. And he changed his name to Muhammad, which is, I'm talking about the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, which means the praised one or the one who's worthy to be praised. And that snot should never be given to any human because there's only one who is worthy to be praised. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen. So if we called him a dog, that would be very offensive in Islam, right? I mean, pretty much any people group would consider that offensive, but particularly in Islam, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. You can call him whatever you want. Go for it.
Go for it. But Usama, a black dog is really bad, right?
All dogs is unclean in Islam, but a black dog, Muhammad assured his people, must be killed because they're demon possessed.
Black dogs.
So that's a no-no in Islam. Yes, sir.
Wow.
This is reality.
All right.
As a matter of fact, in Sahih Muslim, book number 4, hadith number 1032, Muhammad assured, he replied, "Oh, dear cousin, I ask the Messenger of Allah about why specifically black dog will cut the men prayer." He said, "This that the black dog is a devil."
The black dog is a devil. Wow.
Sure, sure. sure.
So they don't have a lot of black dogs running around there, huh?
No.
Actually, Islamic Republic of Iran just raided an undercover dog shelter and killed 1,700 dogs in there.
Really?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They were actually killing dogs years ago. Yeah. Brandon, they were killing dogs years ago with muriatic acid, injecting them with muriatic acid in the streets. And you see videos online, it'll make you cry.
Mm.
These are not human. These are animals.
Anyway. Horrible. All right. So, you, Annie, what do you make of this man being appointed on a committee dealing with international freedom?
As an ex-Muslim, I am definitely terrified because, again, history repeating itself. Many of the countries, including Iran, there was one imam or Islamic religious leader known Khomeini. Look what he did. Just one of them. You look around in America, we have too many of them in power. But as an American, to be honest, I am laughing because it's kind of when I heard that United Nations had put Saudi Arabia in the seat for women's rights. You're like, how does that work? It's the same thing. You don't do religious freedom when you're picking a man who's teaching all day long about, if they're not Muslims, kill them. Because there is no religious freedom when it comes to Islam, regardless of their Quran. One verse that says there's no compulsion in religion. Other than that, every other verse is saying if they don't convert, kill them. If they walk away from Islam, kill them. No matter what you do, you end up dying in hands of Muslims. So how do you explain that? But that it's not the first time. Remember, Biden also picked Judge Qureshi, who did get confirmed with a lifetime federal judge work, and now there's the woman Muslim federal judge candidate by Biden who's going through the hearings. So I'm not surprised. I'm kind of just frustrated that fellow Americans are not even noticing what's happening.
Wow. All right, so things are let me ask you this, Usama. Do you believe, I've heard Sharam talk about the lower house of Islam and the upper house of Islam. And he thought, well, first of all, explain what that means and where are we from the lower house to the upper house? Where are we?
Well, the, Muslims are taught in Quran chapter 47 and verse 35 to be peaceful only when they do not have the upper hand, when they are low in number and do not have enough men to fight. This is exactly the words of the great Muslim scholar Al-Jalalay, Al-Kathir, Al-Tabari, Al-Qurtubi. They all say the same thing. And they give the noble example of Muhammad himself when he lived in Mecca for the first 13 years. He began to claim to be a prophet at the age of 40. He lived in Mecca for 13 years. He continued to allow everybody to worship whatever they want. So there were 360 gods in the Kaaba, and he used to go and kiss his black stone like his ancestor did, which, by the way, is still practiced in Islam until today. But and then it did not work. So because he was weak, he didn't have enough time. He actually made many covenants of peace, contracts of peace, with many of the tribes of his days during these 13 years. He left Mecca, and that was the birth of Islam, the first day of Hijrah, immigration, when he went to Yathrib, a city which he took by the edge of the sword within a couple, 3 years. These are Jewish community. Muhammad will start to move all the Jewish people out of it or kill the Jewish people who choose not to surrender to him or join him to kill others, like in the case of Banu Qurayza. But to make the long story short, when Muhammad became powerful, when Muhammad had enough people, when he left Mecca, he had less than 48 people, 50 people, say 100 people. But a few years later, he had 10,000 men. Now he has the upper hand. Now he is in the whatever name you want to put for it. Now he came back to Mecca, and he literally killed all the Jews, all the Christians, either worshippers, destroyed 360 gods, and established Mecca as the second holy city in Islam. When Muslims are in America weak, do not have the upper hand, when they do not have any high position, that's the most loving, nice people. And they will be like that for maybe another 5-10 more years. Who knows? And when they have enough people and they are put in high position all over this land, then they're going to nicely demand their Sharia, and they demand all whatever they want. And if they don't get it nicely, they get it by the force, which means they're no longer peaceful, but they're going to be the barbaric, savage Muslim, which we know from the teaching of Islam.
So where are we at? Are we between the lower
house? No, we're still not there yet. We're still not there. You have to have plenty more senators and congressmen and people in power, plenty more Muslims in the community If you see many places like Dearborn or Detroit or some places in Florida, maybe, you have to have more pockets of Muslims in America so you see that. And this could happen under the Democrat Party. Already got 4 million illegals the last 2 years, and who knows how many of these 4 million were Muslim jihadi. Maybe within the next 2 years, they will double the numbers, and God help us. We're not talking about, I guess 10, 20 years we'd see Muslims in America like Muslims in England or Muslim in France or Muslim in Sweden, where they will have more voice, louder voice, and more power to control the country.
Mm-hmm. Annie, your thoughts, please.
I would say, if you want to do the, the health thing, I would agree or not, Darul Islam or basically, upper house. But I would say under Obama administration and then continued by Biden cabal, we're definitely on what they call the house of treaty, where the land is not Islamic, but the government of the land is making treaty and agreements giving opportunity to Islamic leaders. That's where we're at, which scares me again, because as I said, this is where Iran has started, when the king of Iran allowed Islamic leaders in the Congress one seat in the Senate and one advisor to the religious freedom. That's it. Three members got into the government, and from there it just went to 42 years of what you see in Iran. That's where I think we are. We're not an Islamic land, but the government of Islamic, non-Islamic land is most definitely making treaty with the Islamic leaders inside the country and mm-hmm. outside the country.
So
that's where I think we're at.
This guy's last name, Majid? Is that how you say it, Usama?
Muhammad Majid, yeah.
Majid. Yeah. Majid. All right. So Mr. Majid here, his appointment by the White House, which is interesting. They say to further buttress Majid's appointment, the White House invoked his tenure as president of the Islamic Society of North America, which was founded by members of the Muslim Brotherhood in 1981.
Yeah.
During this time as president, Majid gave an award to Dawood Walid, the executive director of CARE Michigan. Prior to receiving the ISNA award, Walid declared, quote, "Who are those who incurred the wrath of Allah? They are the Jews," end quote. So this is the kind of people they give awards to, but they're going to put Mr. Majid on the International Committee for Religious Freedom.
You know what, Brennan? When Obama killed Osama bin Laden, he actually freed so many of worse than Osama bin Laden out of Gitmo, which show you that these people do not have an agenda to get rid of the leaders of the Muslim jihadi. And here we go, Mr. O'Biden celebrating the killing of Ayman al-Zawahiri. In the same time, he's putting the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood in some nice committees and high places all over this country. This shows you the hypocrisy, or I say the stupidity of the Democrats of this country. They're celebrating the killing of one person who is not even that important. God is my witness. Ayman al-Zawahiri is a nice guy. He's killing that guy, and they think, oh, we're top on Islam, but at the same time giving America to the Muslim Brotherhood of ISNA and CARE and others. These are the top jihadi in America, top jihadi in the world. And they're here to take over America. And that's what the Democrats are doing, giving them our country.
All right.
Let's not mention, he makes it there, if you don't mind me just adding a point here. Remember, this is the imam who also was the representative at Ilhan Omar's fundraising for her campaign, being a fellow, Muslim. And when he went there, there was absolutely zero backlash whatsoever. When you have this imam who has ties to every single front of Muslim Brotherhood in America, because it's not just one tie. If you look at his resume, he has ties to every single one of them. ISNA, CARE, quote-unquote Religion of Peace, Adams Center, all of them. He went and was the keynote speaker when Ilhan Omar's campaign was raising money for her campaign. No backlash. What do you think the next step is? Coming into the government. I'm sorry, but I keep taking this back to where Americans are not saying anything about it, not doing anything about it. So they just keep on getting positions. Who's to stop them?
Yeah. I'm seeing other results coming in from last night. Never Trumper Peter Meyer, who voted for impeachment of President Trump, loses primary race in shocking upset. That's That's interesting. My buddy, Chris Kobach. Chris Kobach, I've known Chris for close to 20 years now. He spoke at a Worldview Weekend in suburbs of Kansas City several years ago. He wins a Kansas City Attorney General GOP primary. So that'll be interesting to watch as well. Let's switch gears as we go.
Can I ask you a question, Brandon,
yeah.
Since you have your eyes on results?
Yeah.
Any news on attorney general candidate? Do you know if it's been called or not?
Oh, in Michigan?
In Arizona.
Oh, in Arizona. I have not heard yet. Nope.
Because just for your audience to know, I've been trying to bring attention to this, but there is a very, very questionable, with a lot of red flag, Trump-endorsed Republican Muslim running for attorney general in Arizona as well. I am praying that he does not win this primary.
Wow. We are seeing that Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, he's the Missouri Attorney General. He did really well. He dominated, it said here in this report, in the Republican primary race for state Senate's for the state's U.S. Senate seat. So with New York Times reported that with 58% of the results counted, Schmidt was at 46.1 to Vicky Hartzler at 22.7 and Eric Greitens at 19.0. So Greitens is the one that did the disturbing video that I didn't care for. A lot of us didn't care for. So current Attorney General, Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt seems to be doing really well in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. Looks like he's going to take that one. All right, come back. Let's talk about something Annie alerted me to. It's very disturbing, involves children here in the U.S. and Iran. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Brandon House, and we have just received a new shipment of freeze-dried food, and we have a new website where you can purchase it. It's WVWTVstore.com. That's the new website, WVWTVstore.com. Again, WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVWTVstore.com. It has a 25-year shelf life. All the details are there, 2,000 calories a day. Great description of exactly each entree, what you're getting. We have the 2-week plan, we have the 4-week plan, we have the 3-month plan, 6-month plan, and many of you have asked for a plan that's 1 year, a 1-year food supply. That's what I have. And many of you have asked for that. We added it. It's all available now at WVWTVstore.com. Now, I do want to tell you, on some of it, we're eating some of the cost of the shipping. In other words, we're not charging you for some of these plans, what the shipping actually cost us. We're going to go ahead and eat the cost of some of the shipping. And if you want to know why shipping is expensive, well, for like the 1-year plan, that's a lot of buckets. That's a lot of weight. So again, you need to know that we're not charging you what the full price of the shipping is, because again, we're trying to be reasonable here. Look, we want to offer you this service. We appreciate your buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We know you could buy it somewhere else, but when you buy it from us, you're also helping to support WVW Broadcast Network. Now, again, as we get into the fall, there's talk of pandemics and rolling blackouts and World War III and all the things that are going on in this world. The demand for freeze-dried food is going back up. We've actually had times and periods where the company says to us, we can't provide you with anything for right now. You're going to have to wait a few weeks. In some cases, they've even said a few months. We had to flip to another company because the company we were originally with stopped making it available to us as a distributor for months. So we have a great company we're working with. We appreciate them. We're getting shipments. But folks, when the demand kicks in, we can't guarantee you we can get it. If we can't get it, we can't offer it to you. So I would urge you to order while we can get it to you. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. All the details are there. If you prefer to order over the phone, you can call 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also text Melissa at that number and give her your name and your number and say, hey, call me when you can. She's swamped, folks. So be patient with her. She's absolutely swamped. But you can text her at 901-825-0652 or call her. Better to text her if you can, and then she'll call you as soon as she's able to. 901-825-0652. Otherwise, place your order at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, while we have it and while we can ship it to you. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com, worldviewradio.com. Usama Dakdok, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Annie Cyrus, her website is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. And ours is worldviewradio.com, and we're on the VCY America Radio Network, vcyamerica.org. And we're at CPAC today, and we'll be broadcasting all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we'll bring a lot of the clips to you, all of it to you live. But then if you can't watch it, don't worry. Annie will be busy all weekend as associate producer, making sure that each of the interviews is posted at WVWTV.com. So you'll be able to watch it on pretty much on demand. So it's because as soon as it's done, she'll grab it off of our server and pop it up there at WVWTV.com if you want to keep track of what we're doing. We'll also be streaming it live at WVWTV.com/live for the weekend. Annie, we got some news here during the break from you. You went and checked. What's going on in the Arizona race for Attorney General?
It was just called, and the Republican primary candidate, Ibrahim Hamadeh, was declared the winner.
And now, was this gentleman endorsed by President Trump?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's troubling.
Very troubling.
I sometimes wonder who's talking in his ear when it comes to some of these endorsements. Dr. Oz, this guy, a few others. You know, so this one is troubling. You know, Trump's not perfect. We know that. But this one's troubling. Who is this guy? What do we know about this guy that just won the Republican primary for Attorney General in Arizona? What do we know about him?
That's a funny thing. If you go to his website, what you will know is that he is a Republican. He's an America first. He's a Trump supporter who has served in our military. And he was the head negotiator for his last deployment to Saudi Arabia for the arms deal with Saudi Arabia. And he claims to be an attorney who has put an end to a lot of crime. That's all you get on the website. But then if you're me and you do actual investigation into someone, you come to realize that Ibrahim Hamadeh, who is a son of a refugee parent who came to America from Syria, is a practicing Muslim who does not exist in any record in America before 2015. And I mean background check, business ownership, graduation, education, social media. Twitter account was opened in 2009, but there are no posts starting until 2015. His Facebook, the same thing. And his top donor is his brother on his campaign, who does exist from day one in America. I invited this person on my program. His booking person responded within minutes because he was on Lindell TV with Steve Bannon. I wrote back and I said, this is who I am. This is the line of questions I would like to ask. And by the way, the questions were simple. What are you going to do with the situation in border in Arizona with IRGC members coming in? What are you going to do with Muslim Brotherhood? What are your stance on illegal Afghans who are running around the country? Those were my line of questioning. I was contacted requesting a reschedule. When I gave them back the next week availability, I was completely ghosted by him and his booking agent.
Huh.
And this is about 3 weeks from today, the line of questioning. I don't know how you're going to be an attorney general when you don't even have the strength to say, I don't see your show fit for me. I will respectfully decline your invitation. No, you go and ghost me like you're in high school.
Interesting. Well, keep your eye on this guy, will you, Annie?
You know I will.
All right, let's quickly move and talk about what's happening in Houston. What is going on with little kids, and what are they singing about in English? They're singing about this in English in a Houston, Texas school. Tell me about this, Annie.
Sure. So I need to very quickly give a background. In May 24th of this year, I reported that Islamic Republic of Iran has started a song, turned it into an anthem, mandatory for every school to be played every morning and for kids to sing along. Then it has spread to a couple other countries, went all the way to Africa. And now on July 21st, the Islamic Education Center of Houston had an event when 600 kids ages 4 to 14 were driven to their building in Houston they all were wearing uniform, Islamic uniform for boys, white shirts, black pants, for girls, white headscarf, black rest of the body, with headbands saying, Ya Mahdi, being O Mahdi, the 12th Imam of Shia, singing that very anthem in half English, half Farsi, goes something like that. Hello, Commander. Don't look at my young age. You call on me and see what I'll do for you. Oh, Mahdi, call on me and I will start revolution for you. Don't look at my small size. I will sacrifice everything, including my mother and father, for you. I will be your loyal general like Qasem Soleimani. And oh, Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of Iran, you have called on your 90s kid, 90s being the 4 to 14-year-old generation of ours. Song goes on, giving oaths, taking an oath to stand by Mahdi, by Islamic revolution, and never giving up on Qasem Soleimani.
Wow. And this is going on in Houston, Texas. Where again?
Yes. In Houston, Texas, the building name, the center name is Islamic Education Center of Houston. They are registered under Islamic Mosque Business Registry, so they are a mosque for anyone who always told me mosques are just for prayers. No, mosques are military bases. They are building their young children army for Islam, just like Palestinians do. They also have a couple other events coming up, which are another broadcaster on Lindell TV, Will Johnson, will be going there doing a report. If they allow him inside the building, he will be reporting for us from there, too. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, on their website, Islamic Education Center of Houston, you can see all of their upcoming events. By the way, they took down the video, but yours truly was fast enough to grab it before they took it down.
Good
so
job.
I do have the video.
Awesome, Annie. All right. What are your thoughts, Usama?
About what?
What she just said.
I'm sorry?
What she was just talking about.
Well, brother, it is a new information for me. I'm not very familiar with what's going on there, and I'm glad that we got somebody like Anne who keep her eyes open and ears to catch up to this information, because I'm not there, and this is new information for me.
Let's go to the phone lines here, 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions, 1-800-347-9829. Again, 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. I don't know if we mentioned it here, but since we, thanks to VCY America, cover so much of Wisconsin, I'll make sure you guys understand. Last week on TV, we were reporting about a website in Wisconsin, a state website in Wisconsin that would allow you to order. All you had to have is the person's first and last name and date of birth. First and last name and date of birth, and you could order a ballot to be sent anywhere you wanted. So you could actually order up someone's ballot and have it sent to you and then vote for them. That is, again, a real problem, is it not? That's in the state of Wisconsin. We covered that last week, showed the screenshots, and just every time we turn around, there's more and more information coming out related to voter fraud. Also, the other night in Colorado, Tina Peters, who ran for Republican Secretary of State, and despite her great polling, did not do well. We think, again, massive voter fraud. Well, guess what? She was calling for a recount, so they made her pay. So in about 12 hours, she raised $230,000 in a 12-hour period. And then apparently they turned around and said, oh, we need $250,000. Well, thankfully they had raised more than they needed, and they said, oh, yeah, not a problem. I guess what they were wanting them to do is be able to say, we don't have that. Oh, sorry. But they raised more than they needed, so they said, oh, yeah, okay, you're going to change the price on us, are you? Well, $250,000, we got it. So they started doing an audit the other night, but before they did that, they have to, by law, test the machines, make sure the machines are calibrated correctly. Tina Peters reported on TV the other night that when one county, 30% failure in one county on the machines, 50% failure on another machine, and by law, those machines can't be used for the recount. We're waiting to see where this goes now. You know, I get so tired of all the people telling me or asking me where, and these are Christians. These are Christians. These are Christian pastors. Some of them, you know, big churches, influential people. Where's the proof of the voter fraud? Where's the proof of the voter fraud? I'm like, are you just waiting for someone to drop it in the mail to you in a three-ring binder? And if you did have that done, would you bother to read it? No, you wouldn't. It's amazing to me the amount of voter fraud that we have revealed, all the reports by guys with incredible resumes, experts in tech and national security, one report after another. Many of them are posted at frankspeech.com. You can print more than you would even have time to read now. Documented examples by experts and reports of voter fraud. And yet so many people are asking, well, where's the voter fraud? Where's the proof of the voter fraud? Has it, you know, I'm like, you're clearly not listening. You're not paying attention. I don't know. What is it, Annie? Even our side, the conservatives, people that are very conservative, that think there's voter fraud, but they don't know that there's been a lot of reports done documenting it, and it's frustrating that they ask, well, where's the proof of the voter fraud? What is going on, you think, with our side, Annie?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'll say those are the same people who say, where's the proof that Muslim was dead? Well, it's in the Quran. Have you read it? No. Then go read it. It's the fact that, unfortunately, our side has grown to be extremely inactive. They need someone else to do it for them, then bring mm-hmm. it to them, and then yeah. read it to them, and then tell them what to do now.
And believe me, Ann, even if you get somebody to read it to them, they're not going to have time to listen to you or to watch it. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and that is the problem of all over those who are calling themselves conservative or Christian Americans. They do not know, and they care less about knowing. And if you want to share it with them, you don't have time to listen to it or hear it. That is the problem.
That's what I'm saying. They're just, and that's the thing. It's, a lot of them actually expect the government to fix this for them. Like, they're not going to do that. The reason we are where we are is because the government is not going to do anything for us. They have grown to expect someone else to do it for them. And I don't mean someone to give them the information. No, you just go fix it for me because I don't want to get involved. I don't want to be labeled. I need to be nice. The misunderstanding by many Christians thinking we have to be nice. We don't.
Well, the word nice is actually derived from the word ignorant. So when people, you know, say you need to be nice, what they're saying is you need to be ignorant, because the word nice is actually derived from the word ignorant if you go do a word study. But anyway, we're going to go to the phone lines. We come back. But because we're in Dallas and I was watching the news last night, because I don't normally watch local news at home, much less in Dallas. But I did turn on the TV and flip through the channels trying to find some primary election news results. And I happened on the local news and they were reporting on the trial starting for a father who yeah. murdered his two daughters in Dallas, Texas, back in 2008. I guess he escaped and was on the run for a long time, but he reportedly murdered his two daughters in an honor killing in his taxi for being too westernized. So there you go, honor killings in Islam. And, it's a peaceful religion, don't you know? 1-800-347-9829, 1-800-347-9829. We'll go to your calls when we come back. We're at CPAC Dallas. Annie is where she lives, and her website is liveuptofreedom.com. USAMA's is thestraightway.org. Crosstalk comes up after us, America's original Christian talk program with Jim Schneider. We'll be right back.
In March of 2022, Biden signed an executive order dealing with cryptocurrencies. The Federal Reserve and the Secretary of the Treasury are all talking about America moving to digital currencies. Many nations are now talking about moving to digital currency. My friends, I've been warning folks for years that when they go to a digital currency, combined with social credit scores, they'll be able to turn you off, turn off your bank account, just like that. We saw recently in Canada where they implemented emergency powers and began to seize the bank accounts of people that simply were doing peaceful protesting in favor of freedom and liberty. We already know that in America, we who are patriotic conservative Christians have been deemed domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings and letting our school boards know we don't want our children taught Marxism under the guise of critical race theory. We don't want the mandated mask onto our children. We don't want mandated vaccines. And yet that has many labeled by the FBI as potential or actually domestic terrorist. We now know that the World Economic Forum, openly in their own documents, is calling for a digital currency and digital ID for everyone in the world. And we know the Biden regime is fully on board. They openly state that your digital identity will be tied to social credit scores and your ability to get a loan will be tied to that information. Why would you be under the thumb of the globalists and the elite when you already know what it is they're saying about you and what they're doing in America and around the world? Why would you leave yourself vulnerable to them turning off your account, leaving you helpless? My friends, I believe this is where precious metals come in. I don't give financial advice, but I do give financial opinion. And for years, I've been advising my audience to take seriously becoming educated on the issue of precious metals, and particularly numismatic. Many people don't even know what numismatic coins are. They're coins that are 1933 and older, and by law, they're private. It's a great way, I believe, for people to store their wealth, not to make money, but to protect your money as a hedge against inflation. If you want to get a free report with no obligation, I urge you to call my friend Wes Peters. I've been working with Swiss America as a sponsor of our organization and conferences for over 15 years. Wes is a retired Marine. You can text him your name and number, and he'll send you the packet of information, no obligation. You don't even have to call him. You can simply text his cell phone at 602-558-8585. Give him your mailing address. Say, I want the free packet of information Brandon talked about, and it'll be on its way. Just text him your name and address to 602-558-8585. Then after you get the packet of information, go through it, and when you're ready to have your questions answered, you can call Wes back. That number again to text your name and address to get the free packet of information that's no obligation is 602-558-8585. Again, 602-558-8585. Don't you think you've been given plenty of warning for what's coming? Isn't it time for a prudent man, a wise man, to take refuge?
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Let's go. Well, first I want to get a comment from you, Usama, then you, Annie, on the honor killing in Texas, 2008. The guy's now going on trial. Usama?
This is an excellent case to show you the unity among the Muslims who live in America. Many of them pretend to be these wonderful, moderate Muslims, but in reality, they're not. Here we go, Muhammad Saeed, I believe his name, the man who killed his own two daughters, 17 and 18 years old, and we got the soundbite saying, my dad shot me. My dad shot my sister. I'm dying. And that's when we have one more bullet and they were both dead. And guess what? He was living with his family, with his buddies, with all the Muslims in Texas. And not one person in all these 14 years bothered to call the FBI or CIA to say, the man you're looking for is here. That shows you how great is the tie and the unity among the Muslims in America before or after the crime. Those who did September 11, I guarantee you, these 19 hijackers, there was another 180, if not 300, who knows about it, and they never say a word. And even if anyone like this man commits a crime by killing two daughters, well, guess what? Muslim will cover up for him, and you will never catch him unless you just get lucky, like in that case.
Annie, your comments?
Bingo. The only thing I would add is the reason they covered up, by the way, is his brother and his son are also facing charges for helping him hide. But the reason they cover up for him is because they all agree with what he did. So it doesn't matter if they are the one wearing the suicide vest or not, but they all believe in the final jihad. They may not act on it, but they will help us.
Line one, Dick in Maryland, thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, Brandon, I think this whole concept of the upper house and lower house is really worth focusing on. There are parts of the world that Islam has already declared as being in the upper house, parts of Europe. And a state in the United States, Michigan, has been most likely declared in the upper house because Islam is so pervasive in that state. But it's a real indication of the trajectory we're on. We can take people from the Michigan experience and relate them directly to Majid. And his appointment is very, very significant. You know, people that know about Majid and Dawood Walid, who is executive director of CARE Michigan, are people that you know. Patrick Colbeck knows that story. Philip Haney sadly knew that story. Leo Holman. So I'm looking at an article by Leo in 2017. Obama's favorite imam, Majid, gets to pray with Trump. Again, unfortunately, Trump got lots of bad advice. So Majid has been working his way in the inner circles for a long time, and now he's appointed to a significant position. Our friend Philip Haney wrote an article about Dawood Walid, who's mentioned in the article where Majid is praising Dawood. Dawood has taken... Michigan into the upper house, according to people that we know, like Sharam. Dawood Walid, Philip Haney wrote an article in Jihad Watch, Robert Spencer's website talking about Dawood Walid and how deceptive he is, and Philip wrote an article directly taking apart the editorial. So in Michigan, you have Dawood Walid writing as an editorial, as a journalist in the Michigan press. You have honor killings in towns that are not being investigated. You've got FGM all over the place, and you've got somebody on the phone, I think that would be Annie. When Annie goes to Michigan, I'm pretty sure she has security because the fatwa against her life could, in fact, be taken. So Michigan is in the upper house, some people would say. The point of this is, Sharam said to us that you don't get out of the upper house except through force. Well, I'll just pose the question, is there any force that's going to take Michigan back? If it happened, it would have had to happen from the federal government, including the federal government's not going to do anything, not just about Michigan, but other parts of America that are dipping into the upper house status because of what your guests have talked about today.
Mm, wow. Let's go. Thank you, as always, Dick. You're a great call. Let's go to, who else do we got here? Bob in New Mexico. Bob, thanks for calling in, Bob. Hi, Bob.
You gave us a definition of brainwashing. It's being rendered unable to reason. Don't be surprised when Christian leaders can't reason. They've been brainwashed.
Indeed, they have. And some of it, it's apathy, because some of them, I do know, they are right on so many issues. They get it. Many issues, they get it. They understand it. But for many of them, I think it's apathy.
And they don't want to hear about it. Don't tell me about things. Prophesy pleasant things to us. We don't want to hear that stuff.
That's a lot of it. That is a lot of it. Also, I think, Bob, life is moving so fast for so many people. You know, it takes so much just to keep your small business afloat. We have supply chain issues. We have all kinds of problems. We have inflation. All the things that are happening. And if you're a business owner, you're just fighting for survival. You're working longer hours for the same or less amount of money than you were a few years ago, but you're working a ton more hours. And sadly, I think so many people are on a treadmill with sports and activities and family and whatnot that they don't have any time left to go and look and do homework and read and study. And so they know not because they know not. You know, they don't know what they don't know. And then they don't know there's reports and things out there. Unless you're one of the people following us regularly, you don't know. But I think that's part of the Satan's plan, is to keep us all so busy, so consumed, we don't have time for the knowledge, the acquisition of truth. What do you think, Usama?
Well, you're absolutely right, Brennan. And sadly, when you see some of these ministers who, I believe some of them are Christian, but they think, well, if we'd be nice to the Muslims, if we'd be nice to the other side of the people on the other side, maybe we can lead them to Christ that way. But in reality, you will never leave Islam because somebody love you and give you all these social things. You will be loved for real from the Christian if they found you lost until you missed her. You're lost, ma'am, you're lost. Here is the way, here is the truth, Christ alone. And if we do not do that, if we cannot convince people that they're lost because we're not being nice to them, well, you're not gonna, you will never lead a Muslim to Christ. I will never, and I said that many times, I will never ask for direction if I'm traveling unless I know I'm lost. And as long as Muslims do not know they are lost, they do not need Christianity or Jesus because they are on the right track in their mind. Loving them right is to lead them out of the darkness, Islam. But by not being nice to them, but by being loving to them in boldness to say, you're following a false cult. Muhammad is not a prophet. Islam is not a true religion. Here is the truth of Christ.
Hmm. I think Holly, are you there, Holly?
I am. Hey, Brandon, I just wanted to say, we've got a serious crisis here with the voting and election integrity here in Wisconsin. I just talked to a lady who's trying to vote early as they're going to be out of town during the primaries. And one of the town clerks told her that they can cure the ballots. They were just told in their training. Also, something's going on with these Trump endorsements. We have somebody here in Wisconsin, the governor's race. He endorsed Michaels, and Rampton has just been kicking butt in terms of the election integrity and sticking his neck out for decertification. So I don't know who's pulling the strings, but it certainly doesn't seem like it's Trump.
Yeah. Well, great call as always. Thank you, Holly. Thank you, Usama. His website, thestraightway.org, thestraightway.org. Annie's, liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. And ours is worldviewradio.com, where we post this show each and every night as a radio show. We also post all my TV shows as MP3s as well, so you can take those with you on the go. worldviewradio.com. Stay tuned for Crosstalk with Jim Schneider. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This has been Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House. CDs are available by calling 1-800-729-9829. Or to hear an MP3 file of this or earlier programs, go to worldviewweekend.com. Views expressed may or may not be those of Worldview Weekend, BCY America, or this station. This program is a public affairs presentation of worldviewweekend.com and is heard weekdays on BCY America.
Hello, I'm Brannon House, and I cannot stress enough how important it is that you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend. Not only will you save up to 66% on sheets, towels, blankets, dog beds, pet beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins, and any of the 110-plus products. Not only will you save up to 66% on your purchase by using the very powerful promo code WVW, but did you know that with each purchase, a generous portion comes back to WVW Broadcast Network? Last year in 2021, we were able to replace all of our 12-year-old plus cameras. They were at least 12 years old. They were old HD cameras. We were able to get brand new 4K cameras because you used the promo code WVW. That's how important it is. You may think, well, is it really that important? Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have, I don't think, the brand new cameras we have today if we had not had your support by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code WVW. Now, not only do we have to buy new equipment, maintain the equipment, but we have bandwidth bill. Every month, we pay thousands of dollars in storage and bandwidth so that you can watch the free TV shows at WVW. If you listen to the radio show for free, I have to pay for the bandwidth. The radio shows and TV shows are free for you to watch, but I have to pay for the bandwidth. How do we cover that bill? One way is by those of you that go to MyPillow.com and you use the promo code WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVW. Will you do that right now? Will you do me another favor? Will you ask your family and friends to go to MyPillow.com? Look, we all need sheets, towels, blankets, comforters, dog beds, bathrobes, slippers, moccasins. You're not only supporting a great company and the work of Mike Lindell, you're also supporting the free radio and TV shows at WVW Broadcast Network. I really need you to go there right now. Please, don't delay. Go right now to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. This is a great way for you to support our work and get something in return. Please do it right now. MyPillow.com and use the promo code WVW. Thank you.